All right, our next guest is the CEO of Flight Centre, Graham Turner. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Tom.
Thanks for joining us. Is this the end of Bonza?
Look, the news doesn't look good. As I say, well, they probably don't say that, but it's not certainly not over yet, but the news just doesn't look good. There seem to be too many factors involved, and with Tim Jordan's recent announcement, it'll depend a lot on how much backing they've got from the 777 partners and their financiers and the people who they lease the aircraft from, who are not all the same organisation, apparently.
So what are the main factors? I mean, I guess here we tend to focus on, you know, Bonza's operations in Australia, but it's sort of bigger than that, isn't it?
It would appear so. Look, I don't pretend that I know the exact details of the, you know, the financial state of the companies behind them that have been providing them support for the last couple of years. But I suspect that it's more than just their operations. It's almost certainly the support they've got from their financial backers.
Right. Of course, Australia has a long history of third and fourth airlines going broke. I mean, we had Compass Airways back in the day, and there are all sorts of other ones. I mean, at the moment we have Qantas and Virgin running, you know, full service flights. Then we've got Rex and Jetstar offering cut price. Do you think there was even room for another, you know, budget player?
I certainly think there is. I mean, they've got to be well financed, but. And they've got to have enough, you know, schedules to make sure that people have some choice. It's not just about low airfares, although that's part of it as well. But, you know, Australia, it's quite a big country in terms of domestic air travel. And some of the routes, particularly between the capital city, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane in particular, you know, some of the densest routes in the world. So I don't think that it's a geographical or Australian problem. I think it's generally just the airlines having good enough backing in a range of things, not just finance, but that's obviously a big part of it.
Yeah. And what about customers? Like, you might have people on the Flight Centre website who have bought tickets for Bonza. I mean, what happens to them now?
Well, look, we generally would only accept credit cards because that's the way they tend to be booked through their app. So we would advise all their customers to pay through a credit card, and if they don't get the product that they've paid for, that should be able to be reversed. So it's up to customers, if they're not getting what they paid for, to apply to their credit card company to have the transaction reversed.
Yeah, just we've already had quite a few calls today where people going back, you know, as late as Friday last week, suddenly found flights they had already booked and paid for were cancelled, and they were given a Bonza credit in their account, and they're now worried that that credit is worthless.
Well, that's possible, and without knowing the details of each case, whether they can reverse that charge on their credit card, but generally you can if the service that you've paid for hasn't been provided. So that's the only advice I could give on that particular case. You know, that. So I do think if they don't get that service, I think most people who will have paid by credit card, and most of them should be able to have it reversed.
All right, well, that's good advice. Thank you so much for your time. Graham Turner there, CEO of Flight Centre.